From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 15th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Bihar witnesses decline in number of major criminal cases of murder, Dakoti riots. Bihar's crime numbers have slipped this year, murders down a little over 10%, Dakoti down more than 30%, and riots nearly 19% compared with last year. The state's anti-Naxal drive has cleared the last pockets of Maoist activity, wiping out the 22 districts that were flagged in 2013. Police have logged about 200,000 arrests by June and expect another 15 to 20% rise before year-end. While they're clearing 4,000 to 5,000 cases a month to chip away at a backlog of roughly 375,000, forensic support has ballooned 20-fold since the 90s, and the force itself has swelled to about 121,000 officers after adding over 22,000 new constables and building 600 fresh stations. Cybercrime complaints are climbing, with around 7,000 FIRs filed, the highest in the country, and about 16% of the stolen money being recovered. Next, second, from Bloomberg top, Burnham's strategy against a fractured right is coming into view. Addressing a private meeting of Labour's ministerial advisers this week, Prime Minister Andy Burnham said he'd moved on from believing in the "if you're explaining, you're losing" maxim popularized by Ronald Reagan. Up next, third, from Bloomberg top, Modi maps India's growth push with youth focus. And then, fourth, from the Hindu top, CJP's Instagram handle briefly taken down, restored later. The official Instagram account of the Cockroach Janta Party CJP was taken down on Saturday morning, August 15, 2026, but it was later restored, with the outfit alleging that the move was an attempt to silence its voice on Independence Day. The CJP, which was at the helm of the recent students' protest at Delhi's Jantar Mantar, said it had successfully recovered the account. What a shame that those who oppose CJP chose India's Independence Day to try to muzzle our voice. We will not be intimidated by such cowardly acts, the outfit said in a post. Next, fifth, from the Daily Bast, Trump, 80, forgets name of candidate he just endorsed. In a speech before law enforcement officials on Long Island, the president first blasted current New York Attorney General Letitia James as a dirty cop. James won a civil fraud lawsuit against Trump and his Trump Organization in 2024, resulting in a penalty of more than $450 million against Trump and his company for inflating asset values. President Donald Trump appeared to have a memory lapse on Friday, when he seemed to forget the name of the woman he just endorsed to be New York's Attorney General. Up next, 6, from the Hindu top, why Mumbai's established neighborhoods are winning homebuyers. Every real estate cycle brings a familiar debate. Should buyers and developers look at the next emerging corridor, or should they stay invested in established neighborhoods? While new growth pockets will always have their place, the market today is favoring locations that have already proven themselves. Across Mumbai, established neighborhoods are continuing to outperform newer markets not only in terms of price appreciation but also in buyer demand, rental strength. This isn't a short-term trend, it reflects how home buyers have changed over the last few years. And then, seventh, from the Hindu top, 4-month RERA extension, why home buyers may bear the cost. The center has advised the state real estate regulatory authorities RERAs to enforce a 4-month extension for housing projects due to the ongoing conflict in West Asia, which has caused material shortages and supply chain disruptions. According to the advisory issued by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, this extension applies to projects registered on or before February 28, 2026. This move has been appreciated by developers and builders, who collectively believe that the temporary pause will help in absorbing the damage and speed up pending projects. Next, 8th, from the Hindu top, when a Kerala Facebook collective brought Rajinikanth's iconic Bashar roaring back in a throwback to analog cinema. The screening was about more than the superstar or the film. It was an attempt to recreate the movie-going experience of pre-digital era and draw attention to a fast-disappearing world of film reels, projectors, and theater jobs. Up next, 9th, from the Hindu top, tourism pressure threatens Kerala's fragile Madhya Para. Influx of visitors to an amusement Kamiko park in the vicinity is posing harm to the rare flora, birds, and other wildlife in the region, according to environmentalists, who reiterate that the park is functioning without mandatory permissions. Madhya Panchayat authorities too say that license has not been issued to the park. And then, 10th, from the Hindu top, Delhi High Court upholds conviction of man for sexually assaulting 11-year-old boy. The Delhi High Court has refused to interfere with the conviction of a man accused of sodomizing an 11-year-old homeless boy. In a judgment passed on August 10, Justice Chandrasekaran Sudha upheld the trial court's August 2025 decision to convict him under Section 377 Unnatural Offences IPC and Section 6 Punishment for Aggravated Penetrative Sexual Assault of the POCSO Act. The court, however, modified the trial court's 20-year jail term to 10 years on the grounds that at the time of the offense, the corresponding sentence was a decade. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.